Okay, so this week's episode is definitely on par with last week's in that it is supporting you with your mood and your energy, more so your time and energy in this one. But did you catch last week's? Have you increased your water intake yet to the proper amount based on your body weight? How is it going for you? What have you noticed? You guys, just drinking enough water in your day, and I help you figure out that right amount in that last episode. Can help you with your mood and energy so much. So much. It's actually crazy. So go listen to the episode and start making that a daily practice today, right now. This week's episode is going to help you get super honest with yourself, super aware, and help you actually find more time and energy in your day that you don't think that you have, but you actually do. So let's find it so that you have more to put where it matters the most. Okay, let's get to it.
Are you a mama that often solo parents while your partner is away? Are you finding yourself in a season of constant struggle? Are you sick of always feeling overwhelmed, unfulfilled, and disconnected, and not really sure how to get unstuck? Hey friend, and welcome to Solo and So Well podcast. I'm your host, Heidi Chirkoff, and I so believe you were meant to land here. I know what you're going through because I've been there. Heck, I'm still there. I'm a mama of three boys, my husband works away, and I'm still 100% a work in progress. But I feel like I've really figured some things out that have helped pull me out of the trenches, and I want to bring as many other mamas up with me. We all deserve to experience joy, peace, and fulfillment, regardless of the season we're in. We are going to get super intentional and super practical. I am going to provide you with manageable and meaningful wins every single episode. Lighter days are coming, my friend. So take my hand and let's get started.
Hey, mamas, you are listening to Solo and So Well podcast. I'm your host, Heidi Chirkoff, and I just wanted to take a quick second to thank you for being here, tuning in every week, sharing episodes that you've enjoyed on your socials, and for all the ratings and reviews. I appreciate it so much. And if you are enjoying this content, if you find it helpful in any way, or you think there are other mamas out there that could benefit from having a listen, and you haven't left the show a rating or review or shared on your socials yet, could you please do that? It seriously only takes a couple minutes, and it is so, so helpful to help the show grow, to help more moms, to help me learn more about you, like what you're liking, what you're needing. It's so helpful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so today's episode, so many are struggling to find enough time and energy to get all the things they need to get done in a day. And it feels like you are drowning in all the things. And the piles and the list just keep getting bigger. Today, I want to help you find more time and energy to focus on the things that actually matter. And it first starts with awareness and accountability. Awareness and accountability on how much time and energy you are actually wasting in a day. I recently learned that I am a terrible energy diverger. Diverger, I don't even know if that's a word, but we're going to use it today. What does that mean? It means that I find things that don't really matter and I put a lot of time and energy into, and they are things that are either not aligned with my values or my current goals. They aren't currently a reality and they aren't serving me or my family. For example, we just got a new to us travel trailer, our very first travel trailer. I am so over the moon excited to get out, go camping, and break her in. She's a 2001 Frontier. Her name is Frida. Who else names their vehicles? She's a bit older and she is a beauty. You guys, for years, I have been wanting a trailer, and every year around springtime for close to the last decade, I have been looking at trailers for sale, researching, price comparing, sending links to my husband. But up until this past year, we weren't actually ready or able to get one. And I knew that, but I would spend so much time doing that. I'm actually so happy to be done looking at trailers now that we actually have one. Because we were actually ready to buy one this year, I was going hard for about the last 6 weeks. So I can be done with that now. My husband jokes saying like, he wonders what the next thing I'm going to start sending him. Like, is it going to be new houses? Is it going to be landscaping, like house reno projects? So he knows I do this. Another way I do this is by always looking at real estate. So yeah, I already do this, but in all different areas, we are not planning to move right now, you guys. But here I am scoping out houses and properties, wasting time sending them to my husband and having conversations about them. And we're not actually wanting to move. And so until we are, until it makes sense, that is just a huge waste of time and energy for both of us, right? Maybe energy wasting and diverging is scrolling aimlessly on social media, peeking into everyone else's life and not focusing on our own, right? Who is guilty for that? I know so many of us are. It can also look like, I don't know, organizing your Tupperware drawer when you're supposed to be doing your taxes. I'm like, I will do anything but get to my taxes until the very last minute, and I absolutely have to. Or pruning your raspberry bushes when you have a sink full of dishes. Like, what? The dishes is not fun. It's not sexy. We would rather be out in the sunshine pruning raspberries and looking at butterflies. Yes, but like, what is going to help us support our day, support our nervous system, support how our house and our family function? It's just doing the dang dishes, right? But here we are pruning our raspberry bushes. Energy diverging can even take place without any external factors. If you are getting lost in thought or in fantasy, right? Daydreaming, maybe stewing or worrying about something that has already happened or that you have zero control over, that requires boundaries of the mind to refocus, right? That is also energy diverging. I am so guilty for all of these things, you guys. And it has been such a big eye-opener for me, such good self-awareness, right? It takes awareness and accountability to make any kind of real change. Once you do know this about you, you can start actually catching yourself, redirecting and realigning. My husband and I have also noticed that we can do this together as a couple. And because we are aware, we can call it out. We can help each other refocus. We did the work individually and together about what our values are. What are our goals right now for us and a family? So that when we start to veer, we can stop and say like, hey, is this aligned or is this a distraction? Like that's what we say to each other. Is this aligned or is this a distraction right now, right? Is spending time and energy on this right now helping us get closer to our goals or is it distracting us from what we really want and need right now? And I'm not saying that it's not a good thing to dream, to fantasize, to have fun, dreamy conversations about the future, but it's about getting accountable, getting honest about how much time you do actually waste on that and how much is spending time and energy there, giving you less time and energy to spend on what really matters. If you want some more support in uncovering what your core values are and how to live in alignment with them, go back and listen to episode 4. I think it is such meaningful work and it really is where living in alignment starts. You have to know first what is important to you to be able to protect it and put energy towards it. If I am backed up in laundry, my house is a bomb, I had a hard day with the kids, I feel overwhelmed and short fused, I really get honest with myself now. How much time, energy, and capacity did I waste today? Right? Because we only have so much of all of those things. How much was I on my phone? How much did I veer from our routine, which I know serves us so well? How much did I avoid or ignore an alignment check-in, right? How much was I like, I know, I'm aware that this does not align with my goals and my values, but I did it anyways. I continued to spend time and energy there, right? An alignment check-in. So a bit of tough love for you guys today and a reminder to put the ego aside when we are always saying or feeling, I just don't have enough time or energy. What are we actually spending a lot of our time and energy on? How much are we wasting? How much of it is being put towards and in alignment with our core values and our goals? You guys, I know momming and here doing a lot of it on our own can be exhausting and demanding. And a part of it is surrendering to the season we are in and yes, managing our expectations about what you actually can and are capable of getting done in a day. And sometimes prioritizing rest and recovery is the most important thing. But I think if we can remove our ego and we can get really honest, get accountable, we will find so much more peace and progress on the other side of this work. So a quick recap before we part ways and some questions to leave you with today. Are you an energy diverger? How much time and energy do you actually waste in a day? If you have no idea, track your days, log your timings for everything just for a week, and you will become acutely aware of how much time and energy is being wasted, where it's being spent, and where you can find more. Do you even know how or where you should be spending your time and energy? Take some time to really think about what your values and goals are. This is work that you can do on your own or with your partner, and it is so, so meaningful and powerful. Again, go listen to episode 4 if you want more guidance and support around that. That's it, you guys. You know, if you are needing any extra support around any of this, I have spots open for one-on-one coaching. Please do not hesitate to email me or book a free 15-minute discovery call to connect and learn more about it. You can find all those links in the show notes. Okay, friend, your time, your energy, your capacity is limited, and it is so, so precious and worth getting accountable about. Sending you so much love. We'll see you in the next episode.
Hey, mama. I hope this episode made you feel seen and cared for, that you're leaving with some practical tools and knowledge that you can start using today. Could you do me a favor? If you had any takeaways during our time together, could you head over and subscribe to the show? And if you have time, give it a quick 5-star rating and a little review. It would mean so much to me, and it's the absolute best way to get this content into the hands and hearts of other mamas who need it. If this episode made you think of someone that could benefit from it, send it to them. We are all on this journey together. And if you're looking for some extra support to make it through the day with a little more peace, joy, and fulfillment, and you appreciate a good checklist, go to the show notes and download my free resource, 5 Ways to Win the Day. Okay, friend, until next time, you got this. Stay well.